the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Springer comes up, goes down 0-2, basically lays off the same pitch four times in a row. I thought that was one hell of an at-bat. Then Bregman comes up, and I thought put just a beautiful swing on the ball. If Springer strikes out too, Bregman's seeing different pitches.
The team was down 4-0. I mean, had they just rolled over and died, wouldn't have shocked me, because they've done that plenty of times this season where they've just been like, oh, we know we're not going to score 5 runs, so we might as well score 0 runs. That's one of the bigger wins of the season, I think, last night.
College football cranking up this week. I know you got to be excited about that.
Seems like with other sports, you know, as you get a little older, you lose a little of the passion. But college football, man, I feel watch every snap, several games in a weekend. That's something you don't get as much with the other sports, it seems, at least not for me anyway. But the big picture, the NCAA and coaches the way they are, it's all crap. But the pageantry and the game's still fun.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
What? What'd you say, John?
I said, can you start the hour? Because I didn't realize Fred wasn't in there.
Hour number 3 on the big show.
Wrong show.
Oh. Oh. I don't think any of the suspects will notice, John. Fred had to poop, so he's back now.
No, I was
pooping or masturbating.
I'm easy to find, and John could have just run over to Culture Map and said, get your ass back over here, because I was talking to, we're talking about some Sports Map and Culture Map stuff.
Were you talking quietly, I hope?
No. I'm honestly, man, I have to admit, I am really close to Evil Freddy exploding on somebody here.
You won't do it.
What happened?
It's nothing I want to talk about on air, but I'm getting real tired of... No, I don't want to get into it. I just wish people would be professional and courteous to each other. That's all.
Oh, somebody mouth off to you?
No, it's not just to people me. Are too loud in the bullpen.
No, it's not. It's not just. It's not that. It's something else entirely, and I don't want to get into it. But I think, you know, this is a. Yeah. People need to be more professional. That's all. I kind of think maybe an Evil Freddy experience might do some people good around here.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have ever actually seen it. I think the closest I came was when we finally get the video thing set up, something that was paid for.
Yeah, a little bit.
Poor Craig Koshkin was in there doing his podcast that nobody's listening to, and I'm like, we have a paid-for video that we've been waiting for 3 weeks to get the room set up, and then they're in there doing a podcast. So that was close.
You kindly asked Craig Koshkin to
pack. No, I didn't say anything. He didn't hear it. He might have heard me through the walls.
I noticed he stopped coming back.
No, he's still
he's not here anymore.
No, I did say something to the effect of, how the bleep are we doing a bleeping podcast when we've been working on this for 3 months to get it set up, and it's in that room.
Right.
And there were some other bleeps in there too. But, yeah, I just little stressed out and tense right now.
It's fair.
You know, we're getting a lot busier. We got a lot going on. And, you know, there's just some things that I just kind of thought would be done by now. But, So I said, I binge watched season 1 of True Detective over the weekend, starting season 2 tonight. Hooked. Season 2, not nearly as good as season 1.
Of what?
True Detective.
Oh, yeah. And no.
Deacon says Padre series was the one where the game ended on the infield. Pop fly.
I will say this about True Detective season 2. It's not as crappy as people made it out to be. I'm not saying it's good, but I'm saying people blew it up to be like the worst television ever.
It
was so disappointing relative to season 1.
Right.
That it seemed worse than it really was.
But I think if you just watched that, if that had been your season 1, if you'd watched season 2 first, you wouldn't have watched season one.
Probably not.
You'd have probably said, I'm out on this. At least I would have.
Yeah. Although, if they'd done that and then said season one, oh, we've got McConaughey, you'd go, maybe I will watch that.
So, for season three, have you seen the cast?
And they'd say, we've got Alexandra Daddario topless.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll watch
that. Did you really know who she was at the time?
No, I didn't.
I mean, I know now. No, but I after that, like season three.
That's what they should tell you. If they really want to suck people into watching these shows, hey, this is the new girl that we're going to see nude in the show. You may want to tune in. And people would be like, oh, who's this? And they'll look her up and they'll go, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch that show.
Well, have you seen the cast for season three?
No. Who's the hot nude chick?
I don't know, but Oscar winner Mahershala Ali has the main role.
What did he win an Oscar for?
I don't know. He plays Wayne Hayes. Carmen Ejogo and Stephen Dorff also star.
Mahershala Ali won Academy Award for Best Actor in a Supporting Role. Oh, he was in Moonlight.
Yeah, I don't even know if I saw that.
That's, well, you're a racist if you didn't see that.
Really?
You have to be.
Okay.
It's the only possibility. Here's an article that says Mahershala Ali is the most exciting part of True Detective. And it says he is the only one who can get people to watch True Detective. Man.
Oh, he was in Luke Cage.
Yeah.
I think he's the only good thing about that show, Luke Cage. I stopped watching it.
Not doing much for me. I'm not familiar with him.
Well, who else is in it?
Stephen Dorff. Who is that?
Stephen Dorff is... I feel like if I could show him to you, you would know who it is. He was in Blade. He was like the other guy in like the
In the first Blade?
Yeah.
Like the bad guy?
He's this guy.
Yeah, okay. He's not.
He's the bad guy in Blade, right?
He's not bad, but I'd rather see Wesley Snipes in it.
Listen, Fred, you're trying to put two black guys in the same show? I mean, what are you doing?
Sorry.
What are you trying to do here?
Well, if you're just talking about Blade, I'd rather have Blade.
Black guys in Hollywood can't get a job
anymore?
I'd
rather have the guy who won than the guy who lost, okay?
Listen, my people have been discriminated against each other for so long. Let Stephen Dorff have a job.
How about Carmen Ejogo?
Carmen, how do you spell Ejogo?
Ejogo. I guess that'll be the one taking their top off for you.
She is a former, looks like a former Disney.
Disney princess?
No, not a Disney princess.
Damn.
She was in The Purge Anarchy. And she was also in Selma. Let's see if I can. I
haven't seen any of those.
To find
Fantastic Beasts, I think she's in.
I've not seen that.
This is her.
Yeah, I saw her picture. She was in Alex Cross, which I remember Tyler Perry ruining Alex Cross for me.
She's pretty.
She is pretty. She hasn't done anything.
No. Yeah.
She was from Kensington, England, of course.
The star power of their cast has gone down each year.
Well, you're not going to beat Woody Harrelson and
McConaughey.
And McConaughey.
And you're not going to get a better topless cameo.
No.
Than you got. You'll never top that, but you at least want to be competitive, right?
She was in an episode of Law and Order in 2008. She played April Lannan. Which one was that? It doesn't tell me anything about it. But I probably saw her on Law & Order because I've seen all those 10 times.
You know who else was... this is the thing about True Detective Season 1 where they were so strong. The girl from Banshee was also topless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be a tough one to beat, man. They stepped up their topless chick game for that one, like... to the umpteenth degree.
Yeah.
What was that chick's name?
The one that played, I can't remember. I remember the boobs. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, I can't remember her name either. She wasn't in a ton of episodes. I think she was maybe just in like one or two episodes. Lily Simmons.
Yeah, yeah.
So hot.
She was great in Banshee.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Banshee.
She's the niece in Banshee.
Spoiler, dead season 3.
Stop it.
That's a 5-year-old series. If you haven't watched it, it's on you.
Come on, man. Ruin it for me.
Yeah, right. We only had an actor on talking about the show every week for 2 years. All right. I'll bite. Let's hear OU Mike.
Go. Will there be any new shows that appeal to Jong? I mean, he's done seen a human cuckoo clock and a lady that's reinvented Ron Popeil's pocket fisherman.
Yeah, I don't know that Jong can't be entertained by television going forward.
The pocket fisherman. Boy, you're going way back there.
I don't even know what that meant.
Yeah, that's a reference that even I barely get. All right.
You want to know about the Kima Craft Beer Fest?
I do, because I'm in a Kima Craft Beer mood.
Well, there you go. Saturday, September 15th, from 2 to 5 p.m., the Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries want you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers. I'm going to go ahead and read off some of the beer brands on this list. Eighth Wonder will be out there. Austin East Ciders, if you're into cider. Bell's will be out there. Blue Moon, Brooklyn, Cellus Community, Deschutes, Founders, Galveston Island, Green Flash, Independence, Carbach, Leinenkugel, New Belgium, Oscar Blues, Revolver, Sam Adams, Spindletap, St. Arnold, Shiner, Southern Star, Sweetwater, Texas Beer Refinery, and more. Whew. You got to get out there, guys. You're going to love it. You're going to have a good time drinking a bunch of good beers. Only $44.95 per person for advance tickets, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. And it'll be $49.95 day of, so it always helps to get in early. Admission includes beer samples, giveaway from beer vendors, and food samples. There's going to be live music going all day. Purchase tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com or on-site at the multiple ticket booths there at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and, of course, must be 21 years of age to attend. It's the Kima Craft Beer Fest. Tickets and details at KimaBeerFest.com.
Favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hey, I got a giveaway for the people, because I love the people. Toyota Center is excited to welcome two of the world's greatest rock bands, Journey and Def Leppard, with two shows. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see this massive co-headlining show featuring complete sets and all-new production from both bands and an arsenal of their hits at Toyota Center, Monday, September 3rd. Don't miss this legendary show. For more information, log on to HoustonToyotaCenter.com. We'll take caller 26.
It's a big venue for, I mean.
Yeah, I guess
for bands that haven't been like relevant.
You know,
commercially
what,
in a long time.
It's funny though, but bands like this still do draw really well.
Then why am I going to watch Bob Dylan at like Bob's Shake Shack?
Yeah, because Bob Dylan's even older than they are. I think Def Leppard's still pretty big. I don't know. I haven't, you know, Journey doesn't have the lead singer anymore, so I don't know.
Who sings?
They got a different guy who sounds just like him.
Oh, that's always the best when you can find that guy.
Yeah. But yeah, that's I'll be interested to see how that goes. I'm kind of almost out on ever going out to anything again. And I've seen those bands a bunch of times, so I'm not really interested. But
do you know this about Def Leppard? This is a bit of trivia.
Their drummer has one arm. I know that.
That's not really
trivia. You know who their lead guitarist is? A guy you wouldn't let me have in the Deadpool, Vivian Campbell. I know that. What other trivia you got?
They are one of only five rock bands with two original studio albums selling over 10 million copies in the U.S.
Really?
How wild is that?
Well, they were huge for a while.
The others are... Do you want to guess who the others are?
No. Just tell me.
The Beatles.
Okay.
Led Zeppelin. Pink Floyd. Van Halen.
Pretty good company.
Not bad.
Yeah. One of those things is not like the other.
Well, Def Leppard?
They had those back... But they had those back-to-back albums where every song sounded exactly the
same. Pyromania and Hysteria.
Yeah. Which every song sounded...
Let's Get Rocked and Pour Some Sugar on Me and Animal. They're all the same.
Every song exactly the same.
But they have a good time.
Every song overproduced. Like, I preferred their first album. Like, before they started overproducing the songs. I mean, it's kind of like they had some great songs on that album that sounded pretty
High
cool.
and Dry.
Yeah.
That was their debut album?
Yeah, it had, what was on there? High and Dry was a good song.
Bringing on the Heartbreak
was one of my favorites. There's one other really good song on there. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, that's it's surprising to me that they've had two albums that sold over 10 million copies. The Rolling Stones haven't. Metallica hasn't. That's surprising.
But you also kind of keep in mind they were... Let It Go. That was the other song on there that I liked so much. But keep in mind, they were in that era when albums were still a big deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were huge. I thought they were okay, but not really my... Yeah. Coach Hall says they were at Coors Field a month ago, and it was a hell of a show. So, I don't know.
Yep, Metallica. I just looked up Metallica sales. They had one album sell over 10 million copies in the U.S. Obviously, the Black Album.
Right.
Yeah, that's 16 times platinum. It's pretty crazy.
It's not bad.
And almost all their records sell 2 million, 3 million plus.
Yeah. Well, I think that's about the Stones. The Stones probably have a lot of albums that have sold 5, 6.
That's wild.
But I mean, what's the definitive Stones album?
Let It Bleed, probably.
Maybe.
Or, I don't know, Sticky Fingers maybe in that conversation.
But none of those are...
Yeah, none of them they didn't sell a bunch. I'm looking at them, and it's not crazy.
Which one was their best seller?
All this one says is Goat's Head Soup was 3 times platinum. Some Girls, 6 times platinum. I think that's their... So, 6 million.
Yeah. But they've sold more than 240 out worldwide.
Right.
Yeah, but...
Worldwide, they're massive.
Yeah.
Somehow, they're not that big in the U.S. It seems weird. Well, they also have 30 albums, 30 studio albums. Like, you know.
Yeah. It spreads it out a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, Risky Business says Some Girls would be there. What else was on that?
On Some Girls?
Yeah.
Some Girls had... That's the one with like the green, yellow, blue, pink on the front. It has like Beast of Burden, Shattered.
My least favorite song of theirs of all time.
Shattered or Beast of Burden?
Shattered. I love Beast of Burden.
Beast of Burden's a cool song, I was going to say. Miss You is on there.
When the Whip Comes Down is another underrated song of theirs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought Shattered is the most annoying song that they do. I cannot stand it.
I just pulled it up here. Miss You, When the Whip Comes Down, Just My Imagination, Some Girls, Lies, Faraway Eyes, Respectable, Before They Make Me Run, Beast of Burden, Shattered. Yeah, they do end on a weak note with Shattered.
Yeah, and as bad as Shattered is, that's how good Beast of Burden is.
Yeah. Yeah, same album, oddly enough.
And that was Shattered was a pretty big hit for them, and it was just that's not one I get.
What's crazy is some of their albums, like that came out in the '80s and '90s, sold more than like their albums that came out in the 60s and 70s when they were at their best. People are stupid. People should just listen to whatever I tell them is good. That's the move.
Eh. You've got some weak spots too, but
oh, please. You're crazy.
No,
I know everything.
No, you don't.
I know what's right.
You know what's right in your mind. 713-780-ESPN's your number. So did we get a winner? I tried to go far enough so that people on the stream could win so they wouldn't bitch at me. They always do that. So we got still have Cody's 53 that we haven't gotten.
Let's do that next segment.
Yeah, we will do that next segment because we've been teasing this now for over an hour. And, yeah, but we'll definitely do that. So I said, I'm afraid Fred taking on more responsibilities around there is going to cause us to lose him on the blitz when he finally has enough and quits. I'm here through the end of next year. That's not going to change unless I die, which could happen because I'm getting pretty effing stressed out right now.
You're all worked up.
By people.
You're all charged up. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Bill Advisor, and we've been talking about him for a while. If you have a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home or auto insurance, you're paying too much. And you might be saying, I'm not paying too much. I got a great rate when I signed up. Well, you probably did. And then that great rate turned into the loyal customer rate. And the loyal customer rate is higher than the new customer rate. And that is garbage. Bill Advisor gets in there. They work directly with your providers and reduce your monthly rates. Not lower your service, just your bill. And they're saving our listeners over $800 a year on average. Many are saving thousands. And they guarantee they'll save you at least $300 a month. It's $12.99 a month. There's no setup fee. Whether you save $400 or $4,000, start saving now. Text GO to 232323 and let your personal bill advisor get your information and start working for you. One more time, GO to 232323 or billadvisor.com. Click Start Saving. I pray you make it home when your back's against the wall.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Matthew says their shows are leading all concerts in America this summer with over 60 million, according to Billboard.
Journey and
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like everything else, man. Retro is big. Somebody asked, Eagles and Boston aren't on that list. I would think the Eagles would have been close with Hotel California in the long run.
Let's see.
And Boston had one album. I've never been a Boston guy. I think they're garbage. No offense.
What was the one you thought it would
Eagles.
Be?
Eagles.
I know, but what's the other?
Long run, Hotel California, or Greatest Hits.
Or like Desperado, maybe?
Yeah.
Or Hell Freezes Over when they like kind of made their comeback. Let's see.
Yeah. But I would have thought long run.
Hotel California, 26 times platinum in the U.S.
So that's one.
Long run, 7. Long Road Out of Eden, 7. Eagles Live, 7. Hell Freezes Over, 9.
Oh, so close. That was a good guess on Eagles.
Close.
Though. Good call
and
on that.
And the Eagles Greatest Hits Volume 2 is 11 times platinum, but that doesn't count in that. It just said studio albums.
Oh, okay, so greatest hits don't count.
Greatest hits don't count.
That's too bad. All right, now we'll get to Cody's 53.
And plus, Hell Freezes Over was a live album, so I don't know that it would have counted either.
Yeah, I don't know if they count live albums. That's not a studio album.
No.
I'm not good at things like that, but I know.
So they just need someone to go out and buy, you know, 3 million copies of The Long Run.
Okay.
And the Eagles make that list.
Long Run was a good album.
Do you want to play a game and see what Boston
Well, their first album is probably way up there.
Let's see.
Because
Boston, which was self-titled, 17 times platinum.
Yeah.
Don't Look Back, their follow-up album, 7. Third Stage, 4. Walk On, 1. And
yeah, they went downhill fast.
2002, Corporate America, none. And
oh, God.
2013, Live, Love, and Hope, 0.
No, they were like, those guys clearly sold their souls because the first album made them rich, and then everything after that, they didn't even try. Although, I like Don't Look Back better than I like the first album, which isn't saying much because I didn't really like either one of them.
I liked More Than a Feeling, and then I never thought that any other Boston song was good.
Well,
and I'll be honest,
yeah, Don't Look
I don't
back.
Even know what More Than a Feeling is about. It's just catchy.
Yeah. Don't Look Back, A New Day's Breaking. It's been so long since I felt this way.
All right, let's get to Cody's
stuff.
I don't
mind.
Cody worked hard on this. I don't want to waste it.
The road is calling. Today is the day. No, I just thought everything sounded... It's like Def Leppard. It's like you hear one song, you've heard them all. And, you know, these bands are from my era. All right, so he's got three quarterbacks. He's got him keeping Joe Webb to do special teams work. I don't think Webb makes the team.
I tend to lean that he won't.
Okay.
I'm not saying he shouldn't, but I think he won't. And if Deshaun Watson gets hurt, he's the kind of guy you want around because then that way you can throw in some additional packages with Joe Webb that you can't throw in with Brandon Whedon.
Just go run option with him.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got four running backs, Miller, Blue, Pope, and Prosh, and I think he's assuming Foreman starts the season on PUP or IR.
So no Troy Maine Pope.
No, he's got Pope.
Oh, Miller, so no Miller, Tyler Irvin.
Miller, Blue, Pope, no Tyler Irvin.
Mm. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I think Irvin, they may keep over Pope because Irvin has a little more in the passing game.
You know what I'll throw out? I bet you that's a position where they claim somebody and maybe Pope and Irvin don't make it, either one
could
of them.
Could be. Or maybe they don't keep Jay Prosh and they keep both those guys.
Yeah, I'm okay with getting rid of a fullback. I kind of feel like if you're going to keep three tight ends, which is what he has, you use one of those guys as a fullback. He's got Griffin, Thomas, and Akins. If you're going to do that, you don't need Jay Prosh. Just like, and I'm sorry, John Weeks. If you're going to carry four centers on your roster or four guys who played center, can't one of them be a long snapper?
You would think.
I mean, it's...
Or, I mean, can't Weeks be on the depth chart as a center? And you can carry one less because he's probably better than some of them.
Nah, I don't know. Six wide receivers, Hopkins, Fuller, Ellington, Kuti, Coates, Miller.
I don't have an argument.
No,
there.
I think they all
I
make
think
it.
That's it.
Well, I could see Kiki getting an injury.
I think they want him to make it, though. I think they really want him to make it. And I think that the upside of him is going to outweigh the potential of Braxton Miller, and he's going to be gone. Although, here's the other thing to think about, thing to chew on. If they keep Braxton Miller, then you've got an emergency quarterback, and you don't need Joe Webb.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, but I tend to think that Braxton Miller's time may be done.
Four tackles, Davenport, Henderson, Rankin, and Kendall Lamb.
Oh,
I'll say this.
So, hold on. Who? Davenport?
Davenport, Henderson, Rankin, Lamb.
Ooh, okay.
I think they'll keep four, but I think the fourth guy's not on this roster. And it's another position where I think you can do better than Kendall Lamb by getting someone off the waivers. Here's who he has making it at guard. Zach Fulton, Kelamete, David Quesenberry, Chad Slade.
I don't think Chad Slade makes his team.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. I think maybe Kyle Fuller.
I think Kyle Fuller. And then obviously the two that we haven't mentioned are Nick Martin and Greg Manx.
Well, that's who he has. He has to keep them both at center.
Yeah.
So Martin and Manx.
So I would say offensive line, Manx, Martin, Henderson, Kelamete, Davenport, Fulton, Rankin, and Fuller. That's my projection.
Okay. I think, and player that's not on the roster yet.
Okay. Which one of those guys gets kicked to the curb?
Lamb.
Oh, yeah. I already have Lamb off on mine.
Yeah, but I think they need another tackle. They don't have enough tackles here, so you can't go with three. All right. Defensive line. He has Watt, Covington, Reeder, Blackson, Watkins, and Dunn. Joel Heath not on
Heath
the leash.
Out.
Yeah. I might want to keep Heath over Watkins.
Over Watkins? Yeah. I think it's between Heath and Blackson in my mind. But I don't really care about those guys.
Yeah,
I mean, you're talking about
the reality is you shouldn't.
You're talking about when you're talking about those guys. You're talking about who's got the most potential long term,
right?
Because besides Watt, Reeder, Covington, the other guys are all interchangeable.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, you do need at least one guy in case Watt is hurt,
right?
Because you've got a plan for that at this point.
So, outside linebacker Clowney, Merciless, Ejiofor, Scarlett.
I agree.
I'd put them in different order, though. I'd have Scarlett third.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think they were in order.
Yeah, I didn't either, but just in case. Inside linebacker, McKinney, Cunningham, Cole, Peters.
Okay.
It's about what I said a couple weeks ago. I agree with that.
So the Colin Bay, they're going to... Is that a fake injury they're going to have to put on?
Yeah, that's
you don't want to draft a guy and then just be like, no, he's no good. See ya.
Yeah, that's probably an injury stash guy.
And then Kays.
Yeah.
Keys / Kays.
Well, yeah.
If they care about special teams, he's the guy, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what else. I don't know what he really brings.
Okay.
Cornerbacks, Joseph, Colvin, Johnson, Batamosi, Webster.
Joseph, Colvin, Johnson, Batamosi, Webster. Okay. And then
there's nobody else even worth considering among that group.
Okay. So five corners.
Five safeties.
Five safeties. Okay. Safeties being Tyrann Mathieu, Kareem, Justin Reed, Corey Moore, and Tristan Dekou.
Let's get Curtis Drummond over Dekou.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, I know they like Drummond.
Yeah.
But that's one, I think, again, because Dekou can also play some corner.
Although if he's playing corner, it's like, what the hell's happening?
Yeah. It's into the world.
I would think that, well, I don't know. Because Jackson is a, I think he's a sort of a flex guy. He may see time doing both. But I just feel like they're putting a lot of hope on Kevin Johnson not being a bum.
Or even being healthy. We haven't seen him since he got his head smashed. And that's his second concussion now in 2 years. That's my concern with him, is that he's broken. Your hopeful practice squad signees are Vincent Smith, Jester Wee, Andre Chichere, Jermaine Kelly, and Peter Kalambayi. I would assume Dekou would be on there, too, if you cut him, theoretically. But, I think... when I look at guys who might get picked up by other teams, you know, a Joel Heath or a Blackson, I could see some other team needing some interior help, picking up one of those guys. Don't really see much else. Maybe somebody picks up Dekou, somebody. But boy, I don't really see a whole hell of a lot else that they're going to cut that somebody else is going to want.
Yeah.
Maybe Kays / Keys. For special teams,
when we mentioned running backs, does it still shock you that Alfred Blue is going to make this team?
Not really. He's kind of become he's become a whipping boy for guys, and he's not awful. He's not great. He's a backup running back.
What is his upside?
His upside is he plays special teams and he's a backup running back. That's his upside. You're not asking him to be the guy. And, you know, he's had some games where he's been okay. You know,
I'd rather have Tremaine Pope than Alfred Blue.
Yeah, Tremaine. It's not like he's shown anything either.
No, God, he's younger. He looked good in training camp.
He doesn't do much for me. I mean, I'd rather they go get Akeem Hunt back than any of these guys, but he's broken apparently. But I mean, the problem is everybody. I don't know what you guys kind of expect out of Alfred Blue. He kind of does what they ask him to do. He's a short yardage guy. He's a backup. He's a special teams guy. He's Jake Marisnyk. He's useful, but you're not supposed to be playing him that much. That's what he is. So if you throw him out there too much and he looks like garbage, then everybody bitches. But the reality is that's not what his role is supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you're like a lot of people. You've got it in your head. The guy sucks.
Well, he's just never done anything. He's been here forever, and he's never done anything.
He's had several hundred-yard games when he's been in there, in especially late in the season. He's not special. I get that. But he's not a donkey either. I mean, he's a backup running back.
All right.
All right, guys. Want to save some money? School started again. You probably need to, probably cost you a little bit to send those kids back. You probably ran up your credit cards a little bit. Well, guess what? Lightstream can help. You can refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans. How about this? From 5.89% APR with AutoPay. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18%. Not good at math, but pretty sure you're saving a bunch of money. You could get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high interest credit cards and start saving with Lightstream and help pay off those bills for sending those kids back to school. How about this? Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. Lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Bill Advisor Insurance. If you own your home, listen up. Our friends over at Bill Advisor, they've been saving you money. Now they're about to save you big time money on your home insurance. And you know the deal. If you've got to shop for a new rate on your home insurance, maybe you haven't even thought about it, but take a look. You're probably paying more than you think you are for your homeowner's insurance. And changing your policy, it's always been a pain because it's been hard to find a reliable quote. Now, it's simple. Bill Advisor's new system is even faster than the other guys who are saying they can do it in 15 minutes. They'll deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You send that back, and you're going to get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. The savings are real, guys. The average homeowner saving over $790 per year. It's real coverage with real savings, real fast. It's 2018. No one has 15 minutes anymore. That's where Bill Advisor comes in. They find you the savings in just 15 seconds. This is the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from BillAdvisor.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Do we have time for a Hey Man Bleep That or no?
Yeah, you guys can go real quick.
Okay, I'll go real quick. Reportedly, the price for the Tiger Woods Phil Mickelson pay-per-view, $24.99. I have to say, anybody who buys this garbage, even if you're a golf fan, not only you're a sucker, but you're ruining sports for everybody else, because guess what? If they can get money from you for an exhibition match that means absolutely nothing, then they're going to start charging us for a lot of other stuff. And
yeah, it's a slippery slope.
And listen, I would love to watch this. I would never pay for it. And we're already getting screwed. The damn ESPN Plus, everything else. I got to tell you, you're part of the problem if you buy this.
Yeah.
and Shane Bell for you. To that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
You could have said the same thing about McGregor Mayweather.
Well, yeah. I mean, I kind of did say the same thing about that. But that at least the fight game, people are used to paying for fights. And they know that, hey, if they want to watch the fight, they have to pay for it. I get that. But to start doing sports, well, borderline sports like this, I might add, it's garbage.
Mine was about this guy in San Francisco who he had been missing for 2 months. And then they were cleaning out his house and they found a human body with no heads or no hand in a giant fish tank at his house. My guess, that's him. My other guess, no one's going to buy that house. It's cartel stuff. They're cutting off your hands and your head. Come on, man.
Maybe he just wanted to be a fish.
He wanted to be at Jong's. He was trying to get the Jong's.
Hey, man.
That honeymoon.
Yeah. See how we just brought the whole thing back around
full
at the
circle.
End? All right. Great job, John. Good having you back. Great job, AJ. It was okay today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.